Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, stay in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and I'm in studio here with Mr. Russ Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Howard Blitz.
Good morning, Sean.
Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me again.
So Howard runs the Freedom Library and has done so for the past 25 years, and I think you're just wrapping up your last session of education on the Constitution.
Yeah, we've just wrapped it up. The individuals wanting to give themselves an opportunity to earn a scholarship, they're writing their papers, and they're due this week. And we will award those scholarships on May the 4th at our annual awards forum, where we're going to be highlighting Ayn Rand. We're going to be highlighting Ayn Rand.
Tell me about Ayn Rand.
She wrote lots of books, lots of long books, about individuality, about how important the individual is. And one of the books she wrote was entitled Atlas Shrugged.
Was that her most popular?
It could have been.
The Fountainhead,
and,
I think,
and
was
one
the
of
first.
The Tuttle Twin books.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is titled just that, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's patterned after that book. And we're going to be highlighting her and her book. And there's a documentary that's going to be shown about the prophecy, basically, of Atlas Shrugged. And because she wrote that book back in the 50s, I believe.
I thought it was.
And she was prophesizing what would happen if things continued on the course that she saw was happening. And we live in a time where that's a very, very good possibility.
So
we're going to be highlighting her. She developed, a philosophy called objectivism. And I'm not really too familiar with that, other than the fact that people are individuals, and everything is about the individual. There's nothing for the greater good. There's nothing, you know, it's all about the individual. And when you put a lot of people together, yeah, you do form a community. But it still basically is the individual. The individual decides what he or she is going to do with their life and takes on the responsibility for their life. Okay.
So. Now, Ayn Rand is spelled A-Y-N.
Yep.
R-A-N-D. So for those of you that want to look this book up or look up some of her works,
yeah.
That's how you spell it, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. And a lot of good breakthrough ideas for the time that now we're seeing being fulfilled.
Exactly. So we're going to be highlighting her, and we'll have a Q&A and all that. After we award the scholarships, we're going to be awarding our scholarships.
Neat.
We're looking forward to that.
Now, how much have you awarded over the time of the Freedom Library's existence?
Let's see. In the last 25 years, we've awarded over $100,000, about $108,000 to something like couple of hundred, 200 or 300 people, something like that. We're just trying to help people learn and understand these ideas on liberty. And one of the scholarships is a monetary scholarship that we send to the educational institution of the individual's choice. But the other one's a travel scholarship where they attend a seminar put on by the Foundation for Economic Education or other organizations where they can interact with other individuals from all over the world and learn more about these ideas on liberty, freedom, individuality, you know, that kind of thing. Kind of what the founders developed for this country of ours. So that's what we're trying to do at the Freedom Library.
Neat. You know, my wife and I, we were having a conversation as we were driving down the road the other day. We were talking about gas prices going up, and it's becoming more expensive to travel. And I said, yeah, well, there's this new tax bill coming down the pipeline, and the corporate tax is going to go up significantly, going to go up from 21% to 28% under this new proposed rule. And these state and local tax deductions, the cap, the SALT is what they call it, the cap on that is going to be, for a large part, at least a lot of the Democrats are fighting for that to be removed. They want SALT to actually be reinstated. And so now, for our listeners out there that aren't super tax savvy, and I'm not in the tax books all the time, but I try to keep aware of what's going on. SALT is where it's a state and local tax. That's what SALT stands for. It's an acronym.
I was wondering about
that. SALT. And so state and local taxes. Now, we have our state and local taxes because we like to do things as communities here in Yuma that maybe communities over there in New York or South Carolina, they want to do differently. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us an individualized way to vote for our council members and have them impose taxes that we think are most fair and most beneficial to our individual communities. But that is generally going to be on top of the federal tax that the congressmen are voting for in the federal government. And we all understand that. That's a very basic concept. Well, what these bigger states, these New York, New Jersey, California, these states do is they like to get deductions on their state and local taxes, because what they do is they hike up those taxes really high, and they say, don't worry about it, to their constituents, because you can deduct that from your federal taxes. And so what we can do is we can have really high taxes in our state, and then we can subsidize our infrastructure however we want to do it.
And then you pay less to federal.
Well, if they're paying less to federal, well, somebody else is making up the difference.
And it means if you live in Texas, you pay more in federal for the same income.
Absolutely.
Than if you live in California, and is that fair?
And what's happening is Texas is better run, so they don't need as much federal subsidies for their infrastructure, so they get less federal dollars, unless their congressmen are really, you know, good at, you know, pork belly, you know,
right.
Their state. But then states like California, where they get these huge subsidies for infrastructure like light rail and things that they're putting in, they get not only now double the benefit, but triple the benefit, because they're getting more federal dollars that I've paid into the coffers for, and Texas citizens have paid into the coffers for, spent on California, where they've actually paid less federal dollars because they had higher state and local taxes. And so What President Trump did is said, no, we have to cap the state and local tax deduction. You state and local taxes, you guys can, as a people, you can vote to be whatever you want it to be. And you can use that money for whatever you want it to use. But don't expect to pay less federally because you have chosen to pay more in your localities. And I think that makes a whole lot of sense. And the blue states don't like that because they're seeing this mass exodus, now they're actually feeling the real crunch of their tax policies. And so they're moving. In fact, I planned for a couple that was just last week, a wonderful couple, but they were leaving California. They moved and sold all their real estate in California. They moved and reinvested in Arizona. And I said, okay, you know, this is quite a move. And we were redoing and updating their estate planning. And they said, yeah, you know California's getting bad when a gay progressive liberal couple can no longer justify the politics in California and has to move over to Arizona. And I said, welcome to Arizona. We welcome you with open arms.
Sure.
Just don't bring those state policies with you. And they said, absolutely not. And they said, we felt like a family. Arizona is just warm and welcoming. We were open, and they are living out where I don't want to give too much away about my client's information. So they just feel like they're, this community welcomed them,
yeah.
and it's a much more open, less restrictions, less government oversight, big brother's hand.
Less woke.
Yeah, less woke, absolutely.
Exactly.
And just like you're talking about, Howard, individualism, we celebrate that.
Yep.
We want people to make life decisions based on their conscience, based on their religious beliefs, mm-hmm. based on what they feel is going to be best for them and their families. And we don't want Big Brother to subsidize it. We don't want Big Brother to penalize it. We want Big Brother to stay aside and let us make our individual decisions.
So what would be even fairer to everybody would be to go back to the original Constitution, no income tax, and have the states be responsible for any direct tax authorized by the federal government.
Well, you are reading a lot of science fiction.
Well, it's not science fiction.
I know.
It's for real.
I mean, that's how it is.
That's how it was in this country.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back to that. We're going to take a break right now. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Pleasant start to our Monday morning, but get ready for some heat to kick in today and tomorrow. 93 the high this afternoon, and tomorrow's breezy, 95 the high. By speeding up the hiring process, Indeed puts the dash in dashboard. Use Instant Match to connect immediately with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then use your dashboard to conduct interviews. Find out more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Arizona, as Keith Urban would say, blue ain't your color. It's time that we make Arizona red again. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives. We're looking for great conservatives to run for all statewide and legislative district offices. Have you ever thought about running for political office? If so, we would love to talk to you. Contact us at thepowerofives.com. That's thepowerofives.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. This is Sean Garner with Life, Death, and the Law. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. We do estate planning, but we talk a lot about freedom, individual freedom, and the Constitution, because we're seeing those freedoms being eroded Not so subtly in 2020. They were pretty obviously eroded in 2020, but we're trying to get awareness out there to individuals who want to get back to what our founding fathers had in mind when they wrote the Constitution, which I accept as the most inspired government document ever to be written. And I've studied it, and I've studied a lot of inspired other documents that I hold very strong religious beliefs about. But I believe that God personally had a hand in the creation of the Constitution, that he inspired these men to work together in the circumstances that they found themselves to create the best government possible at the time. And now the Constitution has been trampled on by our current federal legislatures and governors in our state and local entities, because we're not looking at what the founding fathers originally intended, and that was allow the people to govern themselves, only protect their freedoms. There are three fundamental rights: the right to life, liberty, meaning being able to make your own choices, and property. And they're inseparable. If you impose and tie down any one of those, then you're going to inflict harm on the other two. You can't take away somebody's property or tax it and have it not affect their lifestyle or their liberty. I'm sure you have a comment on that.
Yeah. Well, no, the founders were looking for a way to restrain the power of government. They understood the nature of government, and they were trying to figure out the best method to restrain it. And initially, there were 13 individual governments, but they realized that they needed a central government. They needed some kind of an organizing entity, you know, to organize armed services, to organize or to at least regulate, make it regular. In other words, not control trade, but to make trade regular, so it would be free flowing. So that's why they created the national government, the federal government, and that's what it is. It's not a national government; it's a federal government, and it was given certain powers from each of the states. Each of the states had all the powers, but they had to necessarily give up some powers, like coining their own money, breaking down the barriers of trade between each of the states, opening the borders so that people would freely move and goods could freely move between these governments, between these countries, because Virginia was a separate country from Delaware. They were all separate countries. And that's what they tried to do. They tried the best they could. And they did a pretty good job. I mean, it wasn't a perfect document. They weren't perfect people. But like Franklin said, he wasn't sure that it wasn't the most perfect that they could have done.
Yeah.
And so that's all they were trying to do. They understood government. And through education, like Jefferson said, you have to have an educated society in order to have a free society. You can't have an uneducated society and have a free society at the same time. That's something that never existed, doesn't exist, and will never exist. And so that's why it's imperative that the people understand the nature of government, what it means to be free. What is a free society? What does it mean? And so that's what they tried to do.
Yeah.
And in essence, that's what the Freedom Library is trying to do. We're trying to help people understand. And there's a lot of organizations. There are so many organizations in this country trying to do that same thing, that are doing that same thing. And I applaud them. And the more entities, the more organizations we can have throughout the United States doing that, the better off we're going to be. Because once the people are enlightened about the nature of government and what its function is and what its purpose is, then we're going to get back to freedom here in this country. That's all.
And in making laws, there should be always a fundamental test that determines whether or not that law is constitutional or necessary at all. And it should be, does that law protect our three basic rights? Does it protect life, liberty, and property? If it doesn't protect those three things, if it doesn't directly, and I'm not saying some indirect, you know, to the 30th degree protect them, I'm saying directly protect those three freedoms, then it ought to not exist. We need only government to prevent other individuals from inflicting harm on our life, liberty, and property. And if we can keep others, including foreign countries or other people in our domestic, you know, or United States, from inflicting harm on life, liberty, and property, then the people will find the best, most efficient way to run their lives, and our economy will blossom, and not only will we become educated and flourish as a people, but we will feel the consequences both of good decisions and bad decisions.
Yeah, it makes that very statement. That statement that you just made is stated in one sentence in the Declaration of Independence. You know, the government's function, government's purpose, is to protect the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of happiness, I think, came about, I think it was initially property.
It was property.
It was property initially, but I think it came, I think the Congress at the time edited it to have it read pursuit of happiness, because I don't think people, they didn't want to give people the idea that you had a right to property. You have a right to pursue it.
Yes.
Once you have it, then you cannot, it cannot be taken away from you. Correct. And that's what government's supposed to do. It's supposed to protect your property, my property, Russ's property, everybody's property, so it won't be taken away from them.
Right.
Okay.
And those rights can't be voted away. Those rights are so fundamental.
Well, they're inherent. They're inherent.
Yes. You can't have a democracy that says, you know what, we think that it's better that this wealthy person pay a higher tax than the rest of us individuals, because we want some of his money. And so we want to take it away from him. And that's taking away his property very directly. Yep. I mean, if he's paying a higher tax, that's taking away his property. Yep. And if you can't do it as an individual, here's a very basic, easy way to understand what type of taxes or what type of laws are actually constitutional or even fundamentally correct. Think about it. If you can or should do it as an individual, then you can vote collectively for your government to do it on your behalf as your representative. If you can't or should not do it as an individual, then you cannot or should not elect a government official to do it on your behalf. Otherwise, you're just electing a henchman to do the dirty work that you can't or shouldn't do. For example, I can't go up to, you know, Mr. Richie Rich on the hill living in his mansion and saying, I don't like the fact that you have all this money. I don't care that you've worked a long time to establish this very lucrative logging company, that you own the land and you now log the woods, and you sustain it so the trees can grow year after year, and you can take the lumber from it and produce a product that we all want and we all benefit from. You still have more than I do. So here, I want you to now deliver to me some of your money, your house, your property, so I can spread it out among me and my friends so we can enjoy what you have and have worked for. I can't do that as an individual. It just sounds wrong.
Well, this is what Frederick Bastiat was talking about in his book called The Law. And we use that book quite a bit in the Freedom Library Constitution class, and even the economics class. He always talked about, in that book, what you just said, Sean. If you cannot legally do something, then you cannot delegate that responsibility, that action, to a government. It's still going to be wrong. Theft is theft, whether you do it as an individual or a group of people do it.
Right.
Okay. But if you can do it legally, then yeah, you can delegate that responsibility. That's why the founders in the Constitution authorized only indirect taxes. An indirect tax is something where you pay the tax only if you do an activity of some sort. A sales tax is a good example of an indirect tax. You would never have to pay that tax if you never bought anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy a gallon of gasoline or a steak at Fry's or whatever, you're going to pay a sales tax. And that tax comes out of your income because all taxes come out of everybody's income. That's where the taxes come from. But a direct tax was going to be applied to the states. The states were the one that were the ones that created the Constitution. So they're the ones that are going to be responsible for the direct tax. So it's going to come out of the state coffers. Now, how the states raise that money to pay the federal government a direct tax, that's up to each state. And that's how it was supposed to work. And then we broke that chain with the 16th Amendment, the income tax, where now the federal government goes directly into everybody's income and takes it right out of there.
Which is fundamentally unfair to the states because the federal government never spends that money equally and nope. benefits the states equally.
Exactly.
And so when they take a dollar from me, if they don't benefit my state with that $1, then I'm being disproportionately taxed.
That's why those direct taxes were applied proportionally based upon the population of each state.
Yes.
Just like the representatives.
And you read that, and the Constitution is so short.
It's very short.
But it is so concise, and they thought through this. How do we need to do this so it's going to be fair? And mm-hmm. all we have to do is reflect back on those principles and use them as guidelines yep. again, and it'll be fair again.
Yes, it will.
We're coming up on a break. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each weekday morning for the Fox News Rundown, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
When facing a life-limiting illness, choosing the right hospice provider can be confusing. Not all hospices are the same. When patients are just a number or a dollar sign, care just isn't what it should be. At Hospice of Yuma, their focus is on you. As the area's only nonprofit hospice provider, their mission is to serve and ensure that every patient and family gets the best care and support. Choose Hospice of Yuma for you and the care of your loved ones. To receive the best hospice service in Yuma County, call Hospice of Yuma at 343-2222.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and I do estate planning. And what I focus on is helping people pass along their legacy to their children or to their favorite foundations or individuals that they see have made a contribution to the community or in their lives the way they see fit, with the least amount of government and court intervention possible. So I frequently tell my clients, if your estate winds up in the court, I failed you. Mm. If your estate is taxed any bit more than it absolutely has to be as it passes from one generation to the next, I failed you. My job is to keep your money private. You don't go out there and publish in the courts how much money you have in your bank account, how much your house is worth, how much your business makes annually, and what its net worth is. You don't publish that type of things because it's private. Well, what happens when you die and your estate is probated? Well, it's taken into a public forum, which is the courts, and it's the assets are disclosed. You have to publish notice to creditors saying, come on in, anybody that has a claim against my estate, you have so long to make that claim. You publish it in the newspaper. That's a requirement for probate. Three times you have to publish it and let people know that they can come out of the woodwork and make claims against your estate, and they do.
Wow. Oh, when Prince died, he died without a will, and it's worth like $500 million or something.
Yeah.
There was like 500 people that claimed to be his heir. I was one of them.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, it does.
So what we try to do is we think about this rationally. Why should the protections that are supposed to pertain to your right of privacy with your property that apply while you're alive change just because you pass away? And why should your money get taxed just because you die? You've paid taxes on this. Your family has incurred already the impediment that the federal and state governments put on your legacy by taxing it the first time. And most people, they're successful despite the government, not because of the government.
That's a great way to put it.
Right? Yep. Yeah. They find ways to work around all the red tape and barriers and bureaucracy that the government puts in their way.
And make money in spite of
and
that.
And they still make money, right? Yeah. And then the government penalizes them by imposing death taxes in some states or estate taxes. Now, the difference between a death tax or an inheritance tax is an inheritance tax is taxed on the individual that receives it. Right. And an estate tax is taxed on the person or the estate that passes it on.
Oh, before it's distributed.
Yes. Right. And some states, like, you know, Pennsylvania and New Jersey, they have both.
Both.
They have estate taxes and inheritance taxes. And
then someone else shakes you upside down if you have anything left.
Exactly. Slaps you around a little bit. Exactly. So
what's the definition of a slave?
It's somebody that works and doesn't get anything in return.
Okay.
And that's of us are doing when we pay those taxes, especially when we pay it out directly to the federal government, like you pointed out, and we don't get that pro rata share in return. Now, the blue states that have these large populations and have these very high taxes, these state and local taxes, they hate the cap on how much deductions individuals can receive, their citizens can receive from the federal taxes, because they want to keep increasing or subsidizing their own taxation and their own infrastructure by taking away from us. That's the other states that we don't believe in large state and local taxes.
We can't do that in Arizona.
We want to encourage businesses to come to us.
Right.
We can't deduct our state taxes on our federal income.
Sure,
you can.
Yes.
Okay.
You could. Now, prior to the Trump Tax Cut Act, that was allowed, and I don't know that there was any cap on it. Now, under the Trump tax cuts, there was a cap. It was $5,000 per individual of the amount of taxes, state and local taxes, that you could deduct, and $10,000 for married couple.
Okay.
So if you were itemizing your deductions, you could say, well, hold on, I'm paying all these taxes here, state and locally, so I shouldn't have to double up and pay them federally. And Trump said, no, listen, if your state and local government wants to tax you, that's fine. They can do that. But that doesn't mean they get to keep the money there and not pay it federally. We want a more proportional tax. So state and local governments tax all you want, but let your citizens vote with their feet, right? And they're going to move states to other states that are much more lenient on the taxes because it's more business friendly. And that's why you have Texas growing exponentially. Arizona is growing. Yeah, there's been mass exodus out of New York and California because they don't
Illinois.
Yeah, and Illinois. Because they don't get that tax break where the rest of us are subsidizing them for their higher taxes. And I absolutely agree with getting rid of SALT. You should not have any deductions for the state and local taxes. Right. Let the state and local governments do what they will. Let the people vote with their feet.
Yeah, I agree.
Some of the arguments that these big blue states have is that they pay so much taxes. They pay so much more to federal government in their taxes than the smaller red states. Well, that's just because they, number one, have jacked up their prices and their taxes, so now their income is following that with inflation, and now the tax bracket is hurting them more than it's helping them. Now, I've always thought that a flat tax would be a good idea, but it's very much a liberal point of view that in a progressive tax is the way to go, or a tiered tax where the more money that you make, the more money you spend.
Percentage-wise.
So if you make, let's say, $100,000, you've got to pay 25% as opposed to you make $50,000. Now you only have to pay 20%.
Right.
Well, why am I being penalized? That's literally a penalty. I have to pay 5% more taxes for being
productive,
for being twice as productive.
Yep.
Okay. Now, that is very much a liberal point of view. And so now they're complaining, well, we pay more taxes because we have more money that we're earning and we're paying into the federal government. Well, hold on a second. Why are your prices so high? Why is property so high there? And why does your income have to then match those high prices? It's because you've inflated everything. You've taxed everybody, and they keep having to pay more and charge more for their goods and services. And so you've actually created your own problem. So now you're trying to pass that problem off to the states that kept the prices low, the gas prices low, the property taxes low. And that's we're not gonna take on your problem because you've inflated your prices over there in California and New York.
See, what your train of thought there is following what the founders already thought about. In other words, get all the power back to the states, except for those powers that the states gave up to the federal government. Let the states have the power to either tax, however they want to tax, whether it's a flat tax, a progressive tax, regressive tax, whatever they want to do, and let the people vote with their feet.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're talking about. But what we need to do is get rid of the federal income tax. That 16th Amendment has to be abolished in order for this Constitution to work again.
Yeah.
Because the power is supposed to reside in the states, because the people have more control over their local officials, whether it be state, county, city, school board, whatever you're talking about, than the federal government. How much control do you have over your senator or your representative in Congress?
Right.
It's a lot less than you have over your city councilman, for instance.
Yeah.
You've got a direct line to a city councilman. You can talk to him. You all the time.
Yeah, you see them. If there's any local event that goes on, they generally are asked to stand up,
and we applaud them,
and we know their face and their name, and we can talk to them.
Exactly.
That doesn't happen with senators.
That's why the 10th Amendment, all the power is supposed to reside with the states, except for those powers that were specifically delegated. Well, an income tax was not one that was delegated, and they had to get an amendment to the Constitution to do it, and they did it, and
so,
it was so bad. It's really bad. That's why a flat tax isn't any better than anything else. But
Now let's say I agree with you.
At the state level, though.
Okay.
Because it would be much easier to just raise, okay, you're going to start out at 10%. Next 10 years go by, now it's 20%, 30%. Pretty soon, I mean, what's to prevent the federal government from just taking all your money? Which they do in the long run anyway. I mean, you were just talking about the estate tax and the inheritance tax.
Yeah.
Well, government owns all of your property, essentially.
Yeah.
When an individual thinks about it, you don't own anything. An individual doesn't own anything. You know, he's granted the authority for the time being.
Very much back to what happened. That's what it was in the days of kingdoms, where kings owned all the properties, and in England, you basically had landlords, and they would grant the landlords option to, or not the option, but the privilege of keeping this land and, mm-hmm. And making it productive and then receiving the rents from the land. But when the landlord died, then the land escheated or went back to the king, who then granted it to whoever he favored. And that's exactly what we're doing with the federal government. We've just substituted kings.
Yeah, that's all we've done. And that's what these founders were trying to prevent. They knew there was a huge risk in creating this central government again. That's what Patrick Henry raised a huge stink about it. What are you guys doing?
We just fought to get rid of this.
Exactly, and now you're creating. But Madison and Hamilton and all these other guys that were in favor of the Constitution, they said, yeah, but we got a Constitution. It's all written down, and when and if it's enforced is the key words there. Mm-hmm. Because it's not being enforced today. That's why we've got issues. We've got vast number of issues because the document is not being preserved, protected, and defended, which is what these people that we elect to office promise they do, but they don't. And this is why we've got to somehow control, somehow put tie downs on this central government. That's why you have to get rid of the federal income tax. So you have to in order for this to work.
But the very first step is what? How do we make sure and how do we hold our representatives accountable?
Well, first we have to understand...
Education.
Education, yeah.
That's the key. If we're not educated, if we don't understand the Constitution, if you just finally throw up your hands and say, you know what, the federal government's too big and it's too big and out of control for me to do anything about it, and what purpose do I have in reading a document that's 250 years old?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you don't understand the document, how can you possibly expect your representative to be accountable to you? You can't. You have to make sure you understand the rules. And they're not, maybe they take a little bit of effort to understand, but it's effort well spent. And if you understand the rules, then you can enforce the rules. But the vast majority of us don't. We don't take the time and effort to understand these rules. We have to take a break right now. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
PhD Professional Home Doctor.
It's a fact. Pipes burst, faucets leak, water heaters stop working. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. But it's also a fact that you can turn to PhD to solve these plumbing and restoration problems for you. With PhD, you get skilled technicians, not people who learn while you pay. And since your home doesn't break on a schedule, you can call us anytime, day or night. Call PhD, the Professional Home Doctors, 341-9111.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
A deal on the Constitution.
So we were talking off air. We always seem to have the best discussions off air.
Yeah, it doesn't stop, does it?
It doesn't stop. But that's good. That's what we need. We need more discussion amongst a lot of people.
Howard and I disagree on how we should address the federal tax issue. And Howard says we just need to repeal the 16th Amendment and, you know, rip the Band-Aid off in one fell swoop, get rid of it, and get back to the original principles of the Constitution. And I don't disagree with getting rid of the federal tax, but I disagree in how we go about doing it. Mm-hmm. Just like the Founding Fathers lived in a society that wasn't perfect, and they had to draft a constitution, which now many people are faulting them for addressing issues that were insidious institutions at the time, mm-hmm. but they addressed, like slavery in the Constitution. And they say, well, how can these founding fathers really be freedom-loving people when it talks specifically about that enslaved or indentured people only count as three-fifths of a person? And I said, well, hold on. They understood that they needed a law and that they were in a society that they couldn't cut out slavery and get this Constitution passed and keep the Union together. And
Their focus was keeping all 13 states together. They knew they couldn't succeed with this thing unless they had all 13 on board, because they're trying to defend themselves against a world that's about ready to come on. They were in the process. Well, no, they had already won the war. But they were at loose ends, and they had all these other governments about ready to pounce on them to take them over again.
Yes.
You know, England, Spain, France.
Those countries were salivating, they were waiting for absolutely. This American experiment to come apart.
Absolutely. And so their focus was making sure that all the southern states would stay together here.
Yes.
And, you know, slavery was insidious. But if you read Frederick Douglass, he said, you know, this Constitution, and that's what these guys tried to do. They wrote the Constitution so they could eliminate slavery eventually. They couldn't do it right then and there. Otherwise, they'd lose half the states, okay? But they tried to set it up so that slavery would eventually be eliminated. And that's what they tried to do. And Frederick Douglass wrote many pieces about this, about how that Constitution was more anti-slavery than pro-slavery by any stretch of the
imagination. It laid out the foundation for getting rid of slavery. In fact, it said there can be no more importations of slaves after 10 years.
Yep.
We can also tax the sale of slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 10 years, no more.
Yeah,
you can't import any more slaves. And so they laid out a foundation in which slavery could be eradicated. And they also, and I like what Martin Luther King said mm-hmm. about the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. He said that the Declaration of Independence was a promissory note. Yep. It was a promissory note of freedom.
Yep, yep.
And we are here to cash in on that promissory
note.
All
men are created equal.
Absolutely.
All men were created equal.
And I love that because
but that's true.
The founding fathers, they couldn't make it perfect, but they could make a promissory note for their posterity.
Yeah.
And that promissory note still stands.
Yes, it does.
But the posterity, us.
It's us.
We're here to hold the country accountable to cash in on that. And
because we got a posterity coming up the ranks here.
For our own posterity, absolutely. Getting back to this expression that taking down the rich is not mm-hmm. only unconstitutional mm-hmm. and not only fundamentally unfair, because you're taking away their property, which again takes away one of the three pillars. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do it individually, you can't hire somebody to do it because then you're implicit, right? On the crime. And if you elect somebody to do it, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so that is what taxes are. You're electing somebody to take money away from somebody else who has earned it lawfully and is justly entitled to it because you don't like the way that you have less than they do. Now, I want to read a little passage from Booker T. Washington's book, Up From Slavery. Mm-hmm. I love Booker T. Washington.
Yeah, he's great.
You've got to read this book, Up From Slavery by Booker T. Washington. But let me read a little passage of what he says about his experience in dealing with the rich while he's raising money for the school that he founded, Tuskegee. Mm-hmm. My experience in getting money for Tuskegee has taught me to have no patience with those people who are always condemning the rich because they are rich and because they do not give money and give more objects of charity. In the first place, those who are guilty of such sweeping criticisms do not know how many people would be made poor and how much suffering would result if wealthy people were to part all at once with any large portion of their wealth in a way to disorganize and cripple great businesses and enterprises. Then, very few persons have any idea of the large number of applications for help that the rich are constantly being flooded with. I know wealthy people who receive as many as 20 calls a day for help. More than once, I have gone into an office of a rich man and found a half a dozen other people waiting to see them, and all come for the same purpose, that of securing money. And all these calls in person, to say nothing of the application received through the mail. Very few people have any idea of the amount of money given away by persons who never permit their names to be known. I have often heard persons condemned for not giving away money who, to my knowledge, were giving away thousands of dollars every year so quietly that the world knew nothing about it.
And many decades later, Ayn Rand pretty much said the same thing in her book, Atlas Shrugged. I mean, that's amazing. Look at the ideas, how similar these ideas move from generation to generation. People understand they want to be free. It's just a natural condition of human life is to want to be free. And the founders tried to set it up in a document so that government would be at bay, would be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution controls the government. It does not control individuals. Because the greatest threat to human existence is any government that can tax and steal from you. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's the greatest threat to human existence is government. That's why we have to understand it. It's not that government's bad. It's like saying, well, fire is bad. Well, no, fire is very useful.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely useful. But it has to be controlled.
Yeah.
If it's not controlled, it'll kill you. Same thing with government. If it's not controlled, it will kill you. It kills people. That's what governments do. You can watch it all day long, everywhere on the planet, you know?
So with the society that we live in, what we do, what I do, and my kids often ask me about this, you're a lawyer, Dad, so you make the laws. And I thought, well, that would be nice. But no, I help people understand the laws, understand the gauntlet that we've been dealt with, mm-hmm. with our representatives mm-hmm. who have placed a lot of burdens into making wealth and mm-hmm. keeping wealth and passing it on as we see fit. And I help people navigate through that so the hard-earned money and legacies that they've acquired over a lifetime can be passed quietly to their next generation or to whatever legacy they want it to go to with the least amount of government intervention. And so if you want to learn more about that, go to yuma.law. Type in yuma.law or, you know, speak into your Siri or into your Google Voice recognition, estate planning, Yuma. And you'll come up with our website, and it's got a video on there that talks about how trusts work, how simple they can actually be. It's a very, very simple theory in how they work, and in practice, we've made it simple to apply. And many people make it out to be much more difficult than it really is, but what it is it's a simple entity that can hold anything. And since we, as mortals, will get sick and die over time, we need to put our assets into an entity that won't get sick, but the management will change from us to our posterity when we pass on. Mm-hmm. So it'll go directly to them without going through the court. See, the court is set up to administer estates. An estate is the property, anything that's titled, whether it be a bank account or a car or a house, of somebody who has passed away, and also personal property like heirlooms and pianos and whatnot. But a trust can hold all of that and continue to hold it indefinitely throughout generations of time, mm-hmm. and pass it on to your posterity without the court process. So that's why I feel like the Constitution is important to understand, because mm-hmm. property is essential to life and liberty, and I want to help you keep your property and pass it on with the least amount of government interference. Unfortunately, ooh, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Howard, again,
you
for participating on the show.
Thank you for having me again, Sean. Appreciate it very much.
This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.